The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. Right, I know thousands of you out there last weekend picked up a copy of the Sunday Times and read the absolutely superb piece done by Jonathan Northcroft in conversation, not just with Jurgen Klopp, but also sort of talking about Pep Linders and the difference and the change that the club has sort of undergone through the academy and the philosophy that Jurgen Klopp has got of how to sort of develop youth, how to give them confidence and bring through what he's already got. Let's talk with Jonathan now. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Steve.
Absolutely brilliant piece. I mean, you're invited down to Melwood to really get a behind-the-scenes look of what it is, the philosophy, the ideology that Jurgen's got with youth.
Yeah, and really get a hold of how serious this is and how big a part of Liverpool Football Club going forward that this particular element is going to be. I mean, Jurgen Klopp is totally committed to this, to development. And you know, he started his interview with me by telling me a story of how his first job in coaching was actually with an under-10s team. A lot of people think that he played as a centre-half for Mainz and then he became their coach, and of course that's true, but his very first job in coaching was as a young man, 21 years old, and it was coaching kids, and it sort of gave him the bug, as it were, to, you know, develop people. That's what he's interested in doing. And actually, if you look at what he's done at Liverpool at senior level, the development he's inspired in people like Adam Lallana and Jordan Henderson, you can see that that's what he's about as a person. It's about developing talent. And you can't express that any better than by developing youth. So I think that's the next stage for him at first team level.
Because there's a wonderful little story there about that very first role he had, where he was actually asked if he was going to change players, but actually he just stuck by his guns. And it's the same sort of ideals that he's got now.
It was so Jurgen, you know. Yeah, he said traditionally the club changed, you know, 3 or 4 members of the under 10 team every year, and he said, well, this year not. This year's the first year you're not going to do it. And he said, my first decision in management was to keep hold of the players I already had. Now, I said to him at that point that you know, it reminded me of last year's January transfer window. I think that was the first time that we really saw how different Jurgen Klopp is. When we went to last January, everyone expected him to sign. Liverpool weren't doing terribly well at the time. He'd teething troubles in his first few weeks in charge. And, of course, he backed away from the deal for Teixeira. And he said, no, I'll go with what I've got. And of course, ended up being in the European final. And the development of players like Lallana and Henderson, as I say, started to really take shape. And then he's carried that on. And he's not going to change. I know there's a group of fans out there that want big transfers. He will sign when he has to, but I don't think he'll ever sign for the sake of it. And I don't think he's going to be the man to just go and spend. If that's the kind of manager people want, he's not that guy.
Because he's already shown he can do it his way at Dortmund. A very special time for him when he relived it with you.
Well, that's right. And you know, preparing for that interview, it actually brought home to me exactly what a job he did at Dortmund. I looked at that Dortmund team. He had 3 academy lads in the side that basically made the European Cup final. So he had Nuri Sahin, Mario Götze, and then Marcel Schmelzer. But then, of course, he had 6 or 7 players like Lewandowski, like Royce, like Mats Hummels that he signed under the ages of 21. What a job that is! You know, that's an incredible job to do. And you can see what he's doing at Liverpool. You can see it's not just the young players he's going to bring through. It's people like Grujic. It's Divock Origi. I know he didn't sign Origi, but he loves him. And I think if you look at what signings Liverpool are going to make in the future, we will be looking at younger players as well, because his philosophy is that when you grow a team together, it just has that extra in terms of commitment and passion and familiarity with each other, with the tactical side of things. It just has that extra quality that you can't get by just throwing a bunch of stars together.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the reasoning, and that makes an awful lot of sense. I'm presuming he's not really bothered about whether he's in his balance sheet, whether his net spend is great or not. I know it looks great on paper. You see, you put in your piece there, net spend of just 6.46 million. But I'm presuming as a manager, he's not really interested in that. He's interested in the outcome, the reasoning behind it all.
he's interested in human beings, first of all, and giving people a chance. And the idea that actually you can make somebody 20-30% better. And he's interested in his philosophy of football. And now, if you think how Jurgen likes to play, it's high passion, it's full commitment, it's team football, everyone committing to each other. And as I say, he, in his mind, you get that by growing, letting a team grow up together, not by throwing a bunch of random guys and asking them to run for each other. They might run up to a point, but when you have those deeper bonds that he's looking to create, you get that extra. And it's thing to Pep Linders, he echoed this. I mean, he made this really interesting point. He said, in the past, football teams had... He said, basically, in the past, players pretty much decided how teams played. You know, teams had a bunch of local players, who all came up in the same, I don't know, school system or youth system, and they tended to make the decisions, and then you might have a good manager on top of that. But he said, nowadays, it's the manager that's got to work extra hard to create that, because football's become this international game where players are coming from all over the world. And it's the manager that's really got to work hard to create what used to happen kind of automatically. And that's what Jurgen's trying to do. There is a plan behind it all. You know, it isn't just romanticism that, yes, he loves young people. There's a big plan behind this as well. And I was really impressed at the detail and the depth of thinking that's going on at Liverpool now.
Does this system only work with all the individuals involved? So you mentioned Pep Linders there, Alex Inglethorpe, Michael Edwards. It's not solely a Jurgen Klopp thing, although he does lead it.
No. And they all spoke about this one club idea. And you're right, Steve. Every part of that machine has to be working together. I think if you look at Michael Edwards, one of the things that Jurgen Klopp really liked about Michael Edwards when he came in was the job that he's done in recruiting the talent that Liverpool now have at under 21 level. You know, Jurgen looked at that and said, wow, whoever's done this recruiting is good at their job. So Michael Edwards is part of that. You know, Alex Inglethorpe's one of the best in the business. He's been a tremendous asset to Liverpool. And actually, Brendan Rodgers brought him in, so we've got to give Brendan a lot of credit there. And then Linders is, you know, he's 33, one of the brightest, most passionate coaching guys I've spoken to in a long time, and his job is to bridge the academy and the first team, but also to help at first team level. So you've got all four key people, I think, aligned in the same way, and that's what should allow from joining Liverpool as a 9-year-old or being recruited as a 15-year-old to first team level. There's three or four people looking after you and on the same page, not just one person. And you do see a lot of clubs, the youth department is slightly at opposition with the first team, and the recruitment guy's doing something different entirely. And Liverpool have got their ducks in a row now.
In an ideal world, they'd probably have Melwood and the academy on the same site, wouldn't they? I think it was something Klopp mentioned 2 months ago. But even from some of the areas of preparation which you talked to Pep Linders about, every Tuesday, 12 academy boys get to go up to Melwood. They get to watch the intricacies of the first team footballers and the nuances of what goes on.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. It's called the talent group. And I think it's Linda's way, he said to me, of if Jurgen can't go to the academy every day, because he's got to train the first team, obviously, bring the academy to him. So you look, it's not a big group. It's probably about 8 to 12 lads. And what's interesting as well is there's a little bit of an age range. So they take maybe the best under 15, a couple of guys, they take the best under 17, the best under 19. And it's to get the younger ones, not just back to the first team actually, but getting used to the older guys in that academy group. And then what Pep was saying to me was that there's some things that as a coach you just can't really teach. You know, it's those little things that are he called them the unwritten rules of being a top player. And he said, you know, just watch something very simple, like a young player watching how Adam Lallana prepares for training, you know, the routine he goes through beforehand, the level of professionalism, or, you know, watching the detail of what somebody like Mane does close up on the training pitch to play the game that he does. Those little things that you can't necessarily teach as a coach. And then, of course, getting the kids used to, just Melwood, getting them used to the receptionist, the canteen, the first team environment, so that when they do make the step up, it's something familiar to them. It's not a big jump. It's not a big shock. It's a conveyor belt thing. Liverpool used to do this, of course, via the boot room. This is a modern way of recreating that, I think.
And he's saying the good thing is they don't feel the pressure. That's obviously because they're trying to make them not feel it. Every day is like a birthday or Christmas. Yeah. It should feel that way, yet their youngsters asked to grow up quicker than any average teenager.
They do. But don't forget as well that the thing you look for when you're selecting these kids to come up in the talent group, and he said number one, character. So they're actually handpicking the lads who they think have got the biggest hunger and appetite for the game. So I don't think any of the ones that are getting sent up to Melwood are anything other than, you know, full of commitment and enthusiasm. And if you're not at Liverpool's academy, I don't think you're going to go very far. But yeah, I mean, I think it helps a first team environment as well when you've got those wide-eyed kids who are just full of kind of joy at being there. That's got to rub off on senior players and create a more positive environment at training as well. So there's an element of sort of win-win to it. And of course, if you're a first team player and you see these hungry kids coming up and you know how good they are and that they're going to want to take your space in a couple of years' time, it's going to make you try harder and work harder as well.
In your piece, a great deal of honesty and sort of looking from Jürgen's side in terms of what his responsibilities are with players. And I think Kevin Stewart's a great example here. Yeah. So this is a player who he brought back in, 23 years old, doesn't really want to let go now, but actually admits within your piece that, you know, maybe his future doesn't lie at Liverpool Football Club, but nevertheless, they're putting everything they can in to make Kevin Stewart a top-level player.
Yeah, and this doesn't just come from Jürgen, to be fair. This is something Alex Inglethorpe is really big on at the academy, that Liverpool have got a responsibility to these kids to prepare them to be professional footballers. And if they're not quite going to be Liverpool footballers, they've still got a responsibility to give them a career. So I know that Alex Inglethorpe does a huge amount of work when kids are being released from that academy. He will be ringing round the Premier League. He'll be ringing round the Championship saying, look, I've got this lad, left back, brilliant. He's not quite going to get into our team, but you should take him. And actually, there's nothing really that Alex Inglethorpe or Liverpool are gaining in the short term by that. It's just trying to look after the kid, but it's that feeling of responsibility towards them. And Kevin Stewart's a really interesting example because, I mean, Jürgen was saying, look, he does have a good career here, but, you know, he may actually, his ultimate destination might be somewhere else. And I think what he means by that is, I think you can see that Kevin's going to be, if he hangs around at Liverpool, he'll have a good slot, he'll be a good squad player, but he's probably good enough to be someone's first team player in the Premier League, and I get the sense that if that was his ultimate destination, you know, they would hope that he does very well, and he'd probably leave with a blessing. But and in his case, I think he came back to Liverpool at the age of what, 19, 20, which is quite late to come to a big club. And Jürgen just said, you know, I am a man for the second chance. He said, I believe in second chances, and he said, I've had a lot of second chances in my life. And he said he doesn't like the idea of judging a young footballer at 17 or 18 and then throwing them on the scrap heap if you don't think they're good enough. He said, imagine if in real life you were judged at the age of 17, where would you be? And he's right.
So it gives an awful lot of these youngsters time to sort of explore their possibilities. We've seen Ben Woodburn, Trent Alexander, yeah, Ovie Ejaria, Joe Gomez, there's lots of them now. And of course, the fans will go, well, who is going to be a regular in the first team in the future? I think it's very hard to determine, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of talent there. You can never quite tell. Even when the kid's 19 and he's doing brilliantly, and, you know, we've seen it so many times. Some of them make it, and some of them don't. And I think there's an awareness there from Jürgen and his team that you know, development is a funny thing sometimes, and kids are going to take a step backwards. And he said, you know, these kids are going to have to deal at some point with losses of confidence and losses of form. That happens to everybody, and it's how you come through that. I think all you can do as a club is to try and create the best environment and pathway so that you as a club know that if somebody doesn't succeed, it's not for anything that you've failed at. You've given them every single chance. And I do think that anyone that doesn't succeed at Liverpool will not be able to walk away and say, oh, you know, they didn't give me a chance. I didn't get to show what I could do. That won't be true.
Jonathan, really, really good piece. I know is it under a paywall, or can people access it in any way still? I know it's a few days.
At the moment it is. I'm actually going to put it up on my Facebook page. I've got a Facebook page that you can look at for free. I've got the Pep Linders interview in its entirety up there, and I'm going to put my piece with Jürgen up there in the next sort of maybe today or tomorrow. So hopefully anyone that will be able that hasn't read it yet will be able to read it. It was a pleasure doing it, and I would recommend, if you get the chance, having a look at it, because I just think it's a great thing that's going on there at the moment. And you know, Jürgen's beliefs and Pep's beliefs left me feeling a bit inspired. I think I said to someone that I wanted to get my boots on after speaking to the pair of them.
that's a step too far. I think your time's gone. Jonathan, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve. Pleasure.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.